Tonight we're going to talk about money coming versus going after money. You might put that down as a subject. Money coming versus going after money. When one get in line, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, when one get in line with God's word and begin to act upon God's word intelligently by their spirit, money cometh. God has a divine prosperity plan for his children. And we have said that in this prosperity revival, so much have been missed by the body of Christ, and we've been struggling and trying to get by just like the world, when we should be in the provision that our Father has made for us. All right, now with the scripture in mind that the Lord Jesus Christ became poor for us, he became poverty for us, that through his poverty he was rich, but he became poor, he became poverty for us, so that we through his poverty may become rich. And we want to look at the scripture. We look at in Galatians chapter 3, where it's saying that 13th verse, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it's written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Then it goes on to say that the blessing of Abraham. You see that? Now it qualified, that chapter also qualify that we are Abraham's seed. Now notice the 13th verse, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. How many with me? Being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Now that's talking about the cross. That's talking about when he became poor. That's talking about when he took upon poverty for us. That the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentile through Jesus Christ, that we might, and the word might, receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now let's turn back to 2 Corinthians when we looked at this verse. Let me go over that a little bit more with you until I'm satisfied in my heart. Notice what we're talking about tonight. Money cometh versus going after money. Money cometh is God's laws of prosperity. Money cometh. Going after money is the world system for finances. Now there's a vast difference between the two. Can you notice that? See, you're not going after money, so that's why you knock out the scripture, the love of money is all the root of all evil. We who are born of God's spirit and operating in financial principles by the word of God do not love money. We love God. Money cometh because God love us. Amen? Now, back to that scripture. I want you to see it real clearly in that scripture, 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, and I submit he was rich before he left his father, he was rich here on earth. Yet for your sake he became what? Poor. Now some just want to spiritualize everything. They don't want no earthly goods. They don't want to hear nothing about you. God wants us to have abundance here on earth. And the Lord said over and over and over and over and over. And if I had 10,000,000 overs to tell you, I mean verse after verse after verse after verse, God is saying to us as his children, look, look, I want you blessed. You my child, you're not going to strag around here barely making it. He said over in his word, I don't know why we've been missing this. I don't know how this devil got in the church to keep us broken, to keep us think that the less we have, the more holier we are. That's a devil. That's a demon have got in the church to put us in bondage and to keep us broken, to keep us in debt. Amen?
Amen?
That's not the Bible. I'm going to show you over and over again scriptures in the Bible. You're going to shout about it. And the glory of God is going to come in you. And right behind the glory, I read in Haggai, right behind the glory come the gold.
Yes. Yes.
Glory and gold go together.
Yes.
When you give God the glory and give him the praise, God will give you the gold.
Yes.
See, I'm going to bless you to praise me, boy. Go ahead.
Glory.
And that's true. Glory. See, the people want to separate the two. But I'll show you in the book of Haggai, right in the middle of his conversation, he was talking about the latter glory, the glory coming to the house of the Lord. Then all of a sudden, in the midst of that subject, God said, all the silver and gold are mine. Why would he say that talking about the glory? The glory and the gold goes together. Oh, hallelujah. I'm so glad I know that because I tried to keep them separated, you know. Be holy over here and the gold over here. And couldn't get none of the gold because the world had the gold gone. You just had the glory. All right, so he became For our sake, your sake, he became poor, that you through his what? Poverty might be what?
Rich.
Now, here are these four things, then I want you to look at Abraham, because I want you to look at Abraham, because you say the blessing of Abraham. Abraham is the father of the faithful. And he left us a heritage. He left a legacy of how those who live by faith should live. He left an heritage for us. He left a focus point for us to see how people who really walk with God, how the blessings of God be upon them. And I'm going to show you, I'm going to argue my case so clear tonight. Now, here's something that this verse, everything I'm about to say to you is in this verse 9. Number one, godly prosperity, the greatest mark of godly prosperity is clarified in four words. Always keep God first. Say that with me, Claire.
Always keep God first.
Now think about it a minute. I think every avenue of your life, think about that. Think about, do you have him first in everything in your life? Do you have him first? Do you have something else on your agenda? Just a little, might be a little more greater than him. Or has a little more value in your life than him and his will and his word. See, when you say him now, you're talking about his will, his word, his way, his covenant, his program, his desire, his heart. You know, that's when you talk about, you know, putting him first. That means that you're willing to fulfill Isaiah 1 and 19. He said, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat what?
Good
land. So when you say God, keep God always first, you're saying, I'm willing, and bless God, I'm going to be obedient in whatever God tell me to do. And one of the greatest conducive problem we got, bringing us to the bottom, is this frailing money. We're either on one side of the ledger, or we're on the other side of the ledger. On one side, we don't want to give God what due him. He asks you for a dime, then offering. Some of us never give an offering in our life because we never got to the dime. And the offering don't start till after the 10%. Some of you as Christians don't live all your life out of the will of God. Say, when I get to heaven, probably would, but you're going to catch hell down here. Because you're out of the will of God. And they didn't mess that scripture up, the love of money. I dealt with that in some of the series. You need to get that. The next thing that keep you, I guess, can put you in a place of, you know, 1 John 5:14-15, talk about this is the confidence we have in him. I need to listen to him and look at me, because the anointing of God came upon me. I mean, just as soon as I got up here, I need to get you to have confidence in God's word so much that you can declare, I'll never be broke another day in my life. I need you to have confidence to know that you can get out of debt. You need to see God's word as truth and personally grasp this thing for yourself and walk out of this building a brand new man and with your shoulders straight, a brand new woman, and say, I got it. I know it is God's word, and be able to confidently begin to say, just like you say with Jesus' stripe, I'm healed. You'll be able to say, in the name of Jesus, all my needs are met and I have an abundant supply. Same God, same thing, same reason he died. Amen? Now, the other thing you need to know, not only do you need to know, always keep God first. Here's the balance, because Caesar Harry Lyons, some people think you're going after the worldly things. See, they're going to that church, going after, they'll catch a church who prospering. And they'll say, that church, going after worldly things. Look how they're blessed. Look how they're dressed. Look how what they're riding. Look at this. Look at that. No. Not necessarily wrong because you're prospering. Listen, this is the second thing you got to remember, and it's in this verse. God owns everything, and I own nothing. See, that will break you, detach you from these things, so God can give you more. God owned everything, and I'm a scripture going to show you over and over again, he owned everything, and then I own nothing. Now, here's where you get the clarification of this at. I mean, this is just where the blessing come in. We don't own anything. God just let us use things. See? And boy, he let you use some good things if you get in his will. I mean to tell you, he let you use his best. And then another thing, the fourth thing that I want you to get, then we're going into Scripture. God first, others second, and I'm last. That'll keep you from being just grasping at everything. That'll keep you humble and you're concerned about other people. And when you get blessed, you know how to bless other people. God first. Amen? Yeah. Now, those principles there is the thing that line up God's laws of prosperity and get us away from these get-rich-quick scheme and trying to scheme on God and make God give us something, try to play little tricks on God, give $10 and pray, press God, give me $400 back and all that stuff. No, you get in the system, get your name in the computer, get your heart computerized with the wisdom of God's financial program, and no matter what way the economical system turn in this world, you never have to worry about it. Amen. It's sort of like the revelation that God gave to Joseph, 7 years of famine and 7 years of good, and he had him stock up. God tell the children what's coming and tell you how to adjust yourself so you'll go through that thing like nothing ever happened. And then everybody has to come to you. Remember this. If you don't remember nothing else, there is no shortages with God. God has plenty. Full supply. Now, all right, let's go over some things we went over last night. Turn to Proverbs 22. Proverbs 22, we're going to go through the scripture faster because I want to bring these people who are here tonight trying to carry out my assignment so they can get it. Proverbs 22:4 in the Living Bible said, true humility and respect for the Lord leads a man to riches, honor, and long life. We talked about last night, how many of you all have received Jesus as your Savior? Now, don't slap your hand up too fast this time. Put your hand down. Listen to me real closely. Don't just juke your hand up in the air. Don't lie and get in more trouble. You receive him as your Savior, right? Now, let me give you the ramification of what I'm about to say. What I'm about to say means that God is in full control of everything that happened in your life and that everything that you have, you let this book govern. So before you raise your hand, you let this book govern your life. I know you have kept him as Savior, but what I'm about to tell you now, the two is not the same. They should be, but flesh, relative, unbelieving preachers, traditional churches, keep us blind that we don't even know how. I ask you the question, is Jesus the Savior of your life? Savior, you raise your hand. But I tell you what, he's not everybody's Lord. Now, without you raising your hand, I just wanted to ask that question. I want your heart. I want your inner man to raise his hand. Not the outer man, not embarrass anybody. And I don't want nobody lying. But I'm going to ask this question. I just want your inner man to raise his hand. Is Jesus the Lord of your life? Settle that question. Settle it in your heart. Make the answer to that question right. Make the answer to that question yes. Make the answer all you, with every fiber in your being from this night forward in the name of Jesus. Make that answer yes. Make a declaration to God. Get in the middle of your house. Throw both hands in the air. Lord, all I got is yours. Whatever you want me to do with it is yours. Every dollar, my boy, my girl, my wife, my husband, this house, cars out there in the yard, Lord. My yard, the trees in the yard, Lord, belong to you. And I want to bring glory to you in my life. And that's when he becomes the Lord of your life. When he can tell you left, left it be. Right it be. Stop. Give. In full control. Lord, you're 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 in full control. All I got, Lord. Everything that I have, Lord, is yours. The results of that, the Lord will bless you real good. He said, I know I can trust that girl. She's going to support the things that I want her to support, and I want her to have plenty, and I want her to be able to fly wherever she want to go. Because if I can get her in that place and set her down when the request is made, that girl going to pop up. You see me? Everything I got, Lord, I'm yours, Lord. That's a song, isn't it? Do y'all sing that? We sing that here? While back. We back now. Everything I got. So now you get that settled about Jesus being the Lord of your life. You want a scripture, look in Luke 9:23. I don't have time. Then in Exodus 20:3, you can turn to Exodus 20:3, we'll go over it. It declared that don't let money or nothing else be your God. He said in Exodus 20:3, thou shalt have no other gods before me. We're just reviewing now. We have some more territory we're going to cover in a few moments. Y'all getting it? Yeah. Well, I tell you, y'all sure showed up tonight. Amen. It's getting better and better. You see, thou shalt have no other gods before me. All right, keep turning. Turn to 2 Chronicles 26. Here's the way to prosper properly. 2 Chronicles 26:5. The Bible says, as long as he sought the Lord. Hurry up, go ahead and turn, because I'm trying to get these scriptures out of the way so we can go on to the other one. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. How many see that? So all you have to do what? And what'll happen? Seeking the Lord is mean putting him first. That, you know, you can write on your notes right there, Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first. Seek ye first. Yeah. See, when he said he sought the Lord, that means he checked with the Lord before he did anything. Yeah. And when you do that, God can cause you to prosper. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, God can cause you to prosper. If you seek him first and seek his plan and seek his purpose, every day, wake up. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Ghost. What's my order today? Every day of your life. Then if you get fuzzy or puzzled during the day, stop and talk to them again and ask them what they want to do. I mean, I don't know what to do right here. Show me. They show you every time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now notice in Psalm 34. Yeah, you brought your shouting clothes out tonight?
Yeah.
Can you, what night is it? Tuesday?
Yeah.
Can y'all shout on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Y'all got to wait till Sunday, or can you shout tonight?
Yeah.
If the Lord show up in his shouting clothes, would you shout with him tonight?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, he's going to show up. Because he shout when the scriptures go out. Yes, sir, amen, he's going to show up.
Yeah.
Psalm 34:10. Oh, my goodness. Turn that. See this verse in your Bible. Oh, my goodness. Let me turn. I got it in my notes here, but I just want to look at it in the B-I-B-L-E. Hallelujah. We can't go wrong following after God. Hallelujah. Say this again. I'll never be broke. After all these scriptures.
Another day in my life.
I see.
That is my Father's will
for me not to be broke.
So I'm not letting no unbelieving preacher
or church
or group
or committee
or the devil
and any demon
tell me another day
I'm not going to make it.
I've already made it
because I'm in him
and he
in me. Notice in Psalm 34:10, the young lion do lack and suffer hunger. Notice that word seek keep coming up. Everybody say seek. Seeking God's will, seeking God's plan, seeking God's purpose in your life will cause God's blessing to come upon you. Notice what he says here. But they that seek the Lord shall not want.
Man, he could have stopped right there. Should not have won. I'd have shot off that. But then the man went on and said the Holy Ghost had the psalmist to go on and say, and said, and they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Man, want, should not want. I shout on, should not want. But then the man going, the Lord always give a little extra. That's why I put extra in my car. I believe the Lord extra. I don't like to deal with nothing regular. I believe it pull him out of my wheel. So I lack super and extra. I do. I'm training myself. I'm going to enjoy down here and preach, get a lot of people saved, get a lot of people turned on to the Word of God. But I'm going to enjoy myself too. I'm enjoying my Lord. And I love to preach. I like my job. I love my job. And I love to see that twinkle come on people's face. When that word hit their heart, worth $1 million to me, boy, to see somebody, whoa, light up by the Word of God, and you're going to get lit tonight. I feel my Cheerios in you tonight. Turn to Proverbs chapter 8. Now, we can shout right here, because I'm about to show you something here. Glory to God. I showed you part of it last night, but I'm going to show it to you tonight, all of it. Turn to Proverbs chapter 8. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everybody say, money cometh.
Money cometh.
Say it again.
Money cometh.
Say it again.
Money cometh.
To who?
To me.
Me. Glory to God. See, the opposite of that is money goeth. How many of y'all ever said money really go? Come on, I want everybody to tell me who ever said that. Now, let me put your hand down. Now, how many of you all, before the revelation come out, ever said money coming? I want the truth. Don't lie to me. You know, I just thought of that. Listen, Lord, look at your Lord. Got him. Look at your Lord, the whole house, including me. Two simple English words. Money is a simple English word we've been having. And coming is another, a very simple word, coming. But we never combine the two. But why would, you know why? Because the Lord had to endorse money coming. You have to have some understanding to say money coming. But the devil released money really goeth. How many understand that? Child, that money go, doesn't it? You never said, child, that money coming. Because you know one thing, you thought you was acting ugly. You thought you even if something was coming, you don't want to say it, you know, because you don't want the person thinking you covetous. Come on. Don't look at me with that tone of voice. You know I'm telling the truth. So you easily say, we easily say the negative thing. Because this is a negative world. This is a negative system. See what I'm saying? But to say something positive, money cometh, it sounds like you are. You know, you're not too much of a Christian. But with all the explanation we got, we all right now, right? Amen? You can say it with ease now?
Yes.
Say it.
Money coming.
I hope nobody wasn't dumb enough to say money goeth. What I was talking about, I'm talking about money coming. I'm trying to get rid of the money goeth. Never said, listen, before this revelation, I need to go on, but I just want this on tape. Never said, and I'm going to preach it to all them boys' church. I'm so glad to have my sons and daughters here. My goodness, man, you don't know what it is. I sat in my office and thought about that, you know. I saw him pulling it in, you know. I said, the boy's here. Yeah. Yeah, amen. Yeah, now watch that when I finish you now. You're in Proverbs 8, right? Huh? It's easy preaching in here. Spirit of the Lord in here. Hallelujah. I don't know what way to turn that by. Proverbs. Chapter 8. Now watch this. I ask you that you have your shouting clothes on. Watch this. Notice the 17th verse. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me. Yeah. Doable. Riches and righteousness. Wait, he's not through. My fruit is better than gold. Yeah, than fine gold. And my revenue. Man, he's going to talk about revenue here now. Then choice silver. Wait a minute now. You got your shouting clothes on?
Yeah.
I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the path of judgment. Oh, my goodness, hallelujah. That I may call those that love me to inherit substance. My goodness. Yeah. Ronald looked at his wife and said, where that been? In essence, you know. Yeah. Yeah. Look, notice it. Notice it right there. Listen, look right there. That I may call those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasure. All you got to do is love him. Love him with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your might. He know he can trust you. Who you laughing? I'm laughing at the devil. Who been trying to keep us broke? Had me wearing that black, one black shiny suit all them years. That thing, man, it ironed that thing so many times, man, I looked like Glade when I came out. Oh! And he did most preachers that. And like preacher, like pew. But I ain't gonna be broke no more. Good and major. Pressed down. Shaken together. Running over. Exceedingly. Abundantly. Above all that I can ask or think. According. The power that worketh in me. Those days are gone forever. Ooh, I'm so happy to tell the body of Christ. You know, I'm so glad to tell the body of Christ, you don't have to be broke no more. Just like we sing that song, you don't have to be sick no more. Now we can sing, I don't have to be broke no more. That'll take you a while. You didn't get in that hole, you down, deep down in that well. You didn't get down there. You've been digging for years to get down there, how deep you are. So it'll take a while to get you out. What you really need is, first of all, you need to be saved. Secondly, you need to be filled with the Spirit. Third, you need to be in a good church. And fourth, if I was like Joan Osteen, Joan Osteen said, you need a good pastor like me. Glory to God. I couldn't help it, man. John, you know, John always talk about his church, you know. John talk about his church. He said his church the best church in Houston. His church, but I know Patrick's a challenge and them boys are challenging. You know? But we're supposed to say it all about our church. See, if you want this prosperity, now you're going to have to be saved. You're going to have to be filled with the Spirit, because, see, being filled with the Spirit ushers you into another dimension of who you are, and it propels you in the realm of the supernatural. And when you get filled with the Spirit, with the praying in tongue, you go to taking things that belong to you. A boldness and a confidence and a tenacity come upon you. And then you need to be in a good church. You don't need to be in no church to pick up them dollars and squib and scrap them and scrape them and talk about we in a sweet by and by. Sweet by and by gonna take care of itself. You need to be in a church. We're talking about the now, now, and now. Amen. Look what the book says. That I may cause those that love me to inherit substance. And I like the Lord, he don't play around. I will have filled their treasures. He will do what?
Fill.
And I will fill their treasures. Hallelujah. How many of y'all can stand some of that? How many believe that's God? All right, hallelujah. We're on our way. Amen. Now, God's laws of prosperity are founded upon the basis that he owns everything and that we own nothing. You remember that. It is very important to grasp the concept that we don't own anything, that God just let us use. I'm going to tell you all right now, you ever heard that song, Just Warming Up? I'm just warming up here with these texts. And I'm going to preach an hour and a half tonight. And I'm just warming up. You haven't heard nothing yet. You just wait a few minutes. I'm going to give you some scriptures that'll make you coming out your seat. So you just want to take that seatbelt off so you can jump out just easy. Because there's some things here God has said to me that I'm going to say to you. I've been studying this over the years. My wife and I studied this years ago. And we put it into action. word by word, line by line, we put it into action. And you know, God would not really fully let me teach it until it started developing in my life. That's over a protracted period of time. We've been had this thing in motion, been had it in motion, had it in motion, and then you got to stick with it. But now blessings are overtaking me, running me down. You ask somebody to tell you about the man who outrun my car. He gave me some money. Breathing real hard. He said, well, let me get my breath. I'll tell you what I want. I hit the button, you know, the thing on my car. You hit the button. You don't keep the power window. You hit the button. You don't keep pushing the button. Once you hit it, it takes over and go down itself. And I just push the button, the thing going down. He said, Lord told me to tell you, go in any store you want, get what you want. I'm paying for it. I don't care what store you go in, what you get. Go get it. Catching his breath. Run my car down. And I told him I didn't want nothing. I said, well, man, I ain't come out here to get nothing. I mean, I had a sports shirt. I don't, you know, in a sense, just lying. See, some of y'all just greedy. Y'all went and said, I was going to that store right over there. See, when you don't have nothing, you go to every store you can find. And I was going to stop by that one right there. And I was going to stop by that one right there. But, you know, you don't have to go to all them. I just want to go to those two. I said, no, man, I wasn't. Two sons, and I got the Lord in the car with me, and I got my two sons, then I want to be their hero. They know I had brought them out, my two younger sons, they know I had brought them out. I didn't come to get nothing. My son, you know, and it's good for him to see that. My son said, and he looked at that, he said, my God, a 13-year-old, you know. He said, that man run you down. I said, yeah. I said, son, if you live for God, they'll run you down. You ready to shout?
Yes.
When you understand these things, that listen, when you understand these things, how God laws of prosperity work, that always keep God first, God on everything, I own nothing, the things that I'm using, God letting me use those things, then God's laws of prosperity will start falling in place for you. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 10. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many glad y'all out here tonight? Whoever invited you, you ought to just give them a big kiss. Now, if it's somebody else's husband, shake their hand. I don't want no mess here. Hallelujah. Preacher got to think quick and fast. You know, you got to stay on top of everything because you don't want to start nothing. All right, now. When you get these things in order, I said, God's law of prosperity will start to fall in place. How many want it to fall in place for you?
Amen.
All right, now remember what I said. Now listen to me, class. Number one, first thing you got to get in place is always what? What's the next thing? See, you understand that? God owns everything and I own nothing. That shakes you loose from things. So God can tell you to do with it whatever he wants you to do with it. Then the thing that you have, remember God just letting you use those things and put God first, others second, and yourself last and see what happened to your life. All right? Now, when you get these things deposited in your spirit, the laws of prosperity, and I'm talking now from biblical truth, but I'm also now talking from experience. See, you can teach, you know, if you've experienced something. The thing that I'm teaching you, the Lord... I remember one elder preacher said, you need not to preach something unless you're proving it. Amen. Now, the thing that one of my favorite teachers said, the proof in the pudding is the eating.
Amen.
And the thing that I'm teaching you now, I'm not only teaching you from biblical perspective and revelation, but I'm teaching you from something that I'm experiencing in my life. You see the difference?
Yeah.
So, I have more than one unction to deliver it to you with. Not only the illumination and revelation in my heart, but I'm actually walking in it. You know, you follow what I'm saying? And I didn't have to tell you because most preachers, well, they don't have it anyway. Most people try to act like they got it. But true prosperity is for the children of God. Say, so, well, listen, people are not going to even give you nothing anymore. Here they are. They got to. If they want it. Because the Lord's going to tell them. If they don't do what the Lord said do, they'll never get it. So I ain't worried about it. God got a divine hook up here. I don't tell you I'm broke, barely making it. Matter of fact, you don't want nobody to give you. Just broke, barely making it because they just feel sorry for you. Amen. Deuteronomy 10, verse 14.
Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord thy God. Wait a minute. The earth also. Ooh, glory to God. With all that therein is. Hallelujah. How many got that verse? Let's read that verse together. I want that verse to get down in you. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heaven is the Lord's thy God. The earth also, with all that dwell. My goodness. Look, start with the earth there, so. The earth also. Say the earth also.
The earth also.
The earth also. Say it.
The earth also.
With all.
With all.
That
therein
is. What that saying? Who child are you? Your daddy just said to you, I own everything. Further you can see, further you can think, and further you can dream, I own it. And he constantly telling us, I want you to have it. I want you to have plenty of toys for Christmas. Because I want you to know every day, 365 days of the year, is Christmas with me. I want you to play all you want, all the toys you want, just put me first. My goodness. Listen, when you get this as a revelation in your heart, Christmas is every day. My little boy, I got to try to hold back on him. He don't really, that boy, look, that boy go shopping in a toy shop tomorrow. That boy, he ain't think about no Santa Claus. That boy know I'm Santa Claus. I ain't lying to him. I'm making him feel good. I ain't making him feel good. Nothing. You're going to live with a lie. I ain't no Santa Claus coming down that chimney. If anybody come down that chimney, it's going to be me, and I ain't coming down there. I'm going to put it down. I ain't no. Just lying. Come on, make him feel good. I ain't making him feel good. I'm telling him the truth. Boy, if you really want that bicycle, you better do what I tell you to do. You better love me. That's why Santa Claus don't show up. Haggai. Haggai. Hacker. Yeah, when I get like this, I almost end. And glory to God, the Spirit of God is upon me. I tell you, just bless. Anything you say, almost bless now. Boo! Hey, glory to God. I'm blessed going in. It's all under my feet, man. Under my feet. Glory to God. Listen, in Haggai, we saw it now. See, when you get all this in place, the prosperity, listen, look at me. When you get all those things in place, the prosperity of God begin to fall in place in your life. Stand up. Put them Bibles down. Let's demonstrate this. Put both hands in the air. Side, look at me. Side by side, when you get all these things in place, the prosperity of God begin to fall in place in your life. Sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, you may be seated. I'm proving it. He just told us, the Lord God just said unto us, the earth also is mine and everything in it. Didn't he? Didn't he?
Yes.
All right, here you're going to prove. Yeah, I'm all in my case. He's going to prove it further. Haggai 2. I just want to read some. I'm going to a certain verse, but I just want to read something for you to see how the connection is. Notice verse 5 of the second chapter of Haggai. H-A-G-G-A-I. Is in there. You're looking in the wrong testament. It's in the Old Testament. Don't play one of them deals on me, what I used to do. You know, I couldn't find the scripture. I was early. I couldn't find the scripture. Everybody stopped turning, so I just stopped on the page I was, just looked down. I wasn't getting nothing. I wasn't with the man, you know. So go ahead and ask your neighbor to help you find it. It's not the easiest book to find. But I want you to see that. I want you to feast your little eyes on this so you can get that devil out of your house who got you broke. Hallelujah.
Verse 5, if you don't have it now, look with your neighbor. According to the word that I covenant with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you, fear ye not, for thus saith the Lord of hosts. Yet once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heaven and the earth and the sea and the dry land. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, said the Lord of hosts. Isn't he talking about glory? You know, his glory is his presence. You see what he said? He said, I will fill, everybody say, I will fill this house, with glory, said the Lord of hosts. That's talking about with his presence. But always when the king is present, gold is with him. Then he goes right on in the middle talking about his glory. God, it's a sandwich. Between the two glories, he got gold. Notice now, well, you got to see this. You got to see this. We'll kill them demons, them poverty demons. Look, we're going to kill them right now. Yeah. Death right here. Notice verse 7. And I will shake all nations, and desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with what?
Glory.
Glory is God's Shekinah. Shekinah glory is his presence. Sometimes we see it. Sometimes it comes rolling in the church. I see it in the form of a cloud. Sometimes I see a cloud just hover over certain people. The glory get in there. Then sometime right before the spirit would break out and go to dancing and running, I sense the glory rolling in. Sometimes I'll be trying to get away from it. I can't stand up. Sometimes I grab this thing. You know, you think I'm just rocking up here, but I'm about to go any minute. Sometimes I grab that chair. The glory get in here. You can't hardly stand in his presence when the glory comes. Amen? Then notice what he says in verse 8. The silver is mine. Oh, daddy. Oh, daddy, just good that you got your silver. He said, wait a minute, son. And the gold is mine, said the Lord of hosts. And I am his. And me, the gold, and the silver, we're in the same place. Come on. Come on, get them old religious spirit, get out of here. In Jesus' name. Get out of here, you poverty spirit. Get out of here trying to keep people broke. And you're up in here now, and I'm showing people good things, and you just trying to hold them back. Yeah. Loose them and let them go in Jesus' name. Let God people go. Come on out of Egypt. Come on over here. Forget all the old stuff you learned. That wasn't true. Forget that junk. That wasn't true. That wasn't the Lord. That's some stuff men thought up. Now, look, he goes on to talk about his glory after that. The glory of the latter house. See, I can't be really being on glory on earth without some gold. You got to have some gold if you're going to, I mean, it's only going to be a little temporary glory. You get a little shout in the church, you get home, hell waiting on you, you're broke. I'm trying to teach you how to take the glory home with you. You go home, man, you look at the goodness of God, and you see what God has brought you and what he has done for you, and the glory at your house. But you know, you don't have much glory. You go to a house, old nagging husband, broke. You broke, he broke, they broke, everything broke. Even the rat at your house broke. Everybody broke. Rat don't have no cheese because you didn't buy none. You just broke. And rat said, I'm moving. Even the rat moved. Said, rat said, I'm moving. Man, I'm going uptown. I don't want to stay here. Then the roaches start moving. The roaches said, I'm leaving too. Ain't never no crumb scrap left. They eat all the scrap. Roach got better sense than some of us. Leave this old poor family here. They don't leave nothing out. And you on the Roach, if the Roach would know the truth, they ain't got nothing to leave out. Eating the Roach food. God put him here for something. I don't know what he here for. Roaches like big houses. They do. You got to spray regular. Yeah, the roach got good sense. He like a big house, man. He know you're going to leave something. Yeah. Roach got more sense than some of y'all. Roach know how to profit and move out the project. Roach said, I don't want to stay in this project no more. I'm leaving. Yeah. Yeah. That's true. And then you know Psalm 24 and 1. Just turn that. Some of you all don't know it. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. See it? Now let's turn to Ecclesiastes, some hard books tonight, huh? Say, goodness, can he turn to Mark and Luke and John? That's what's wrong. We've been in Mark, Luke, and John too long and haven't seen any other stuff the Lord got for us. It's Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Hallelujah. How many of y'all getting blessed?
Amen.
How many of y'all begin to feel prosper?
Amen.
Yes, sir. Moving out. Moving out. Glory to God. Now keep a balance with this. That's another thing that happened. People have heard people talk about prosperity and they go to doing a whole lot of crazy things next week. That don't work like that. See what I'm saying? You get that word to working in you. Get that word to working in you. Begin to say it. Begin to see it in your spirit. And God begin to give you divine wisdom how to make adjustment. And what he's doing is he's edging you out. He's bringing you out. He's bringing you out gradually. Very seldom God tomorrow you out. He bring you out gradually as you stick with his word. And don't let nobody stuff this dumb stuff down your ear. Take heed what you hear. Because you can hear a good message like this and go and let somebody pump some other stuff in you. Then you just go right back and say, well, yeah, that was nice that man said the other night. But, that's just nice. Then you're going right back in the project. Now, I don't hate the project. I know some of y'all in the project. I don't hate the project. But I'll tell you, you don't have to stay under the government. Because they kick in, they misuse you, they make you stand in long line all day long. And the little sassy women come out there, because I've been visiting some people, the little sassy women. Well, you just have to wait. Your father don't want you like that. When you got born again, God took you off that line. I've proven you, scripture after scripture, they're having them. Are you listening to me? You don't see me putting nobody, I'm not putting nobody down. I'm just telling you how to come up. You got to distinguish between down and up so you can know what's way up.
Yeah.
That's all I'm trying to do, show you what's way up.
Yeah.
It will not come overnight. They talk about this is a big time church. Ain't no big time church. We just preach the word of God and people rise up from where they are to where they want to be.
Yeah.
You can come, don't have a dime.
Yeah.
Come without money. Oh, he come on to the house of the Lord. Don't bring no money. And eat free. But I tell you something, I go to riding up in you and say, bless God, I'm not what I'm supposed to be. Something going on in the inside.
Yeah.
And you see, and people here love you. You come here broke, people love you anyway. They ain't no high society. They just try to put that old brand on you, try to fool people to keep them from coming and get set free.
Yeah.
That's the devil. He said, don't go to that church. Man, they high society. Well, yeah, God high society. See what I'm saying? We ain't nobody arrogant. Yeah, if I catch somebody being arrogant, yeah, I'll catch them by saying, look, you don't be acting ugly with them people. Who you think you are? I remember when you ain't had nothing. Handle them people like that. Oh, we're not going to handle nobody ugly here.
Amen.
Now, here's the reason the world system has failed about prosperity. The world system of prosperity cannot satisfy. I'm going to show it to you in the scripture. The world system of prosperity cannot satisfy. Now, this godly prosperity, I'm talking about things, you know. I'm talking about God wants you to have things, but there's a satisfaction that come along with it. See, there's a satisfaction that come along with it. Matter of fact, see, when what you have is released to God, you don't have to have no soldiers around your house watching you. Because you got them big 9 feet, 6 inches boys around now. See what I'm saying? You know you got the angels watching around you. You don't have to be worried about that. Listen, notice now, the world system of prosperity cannot satisfy. The world prosperity is empty. Glory to God. Because more than they got money, it's just sad. Notice verse 10 of the 5th chapter of Ecclesiastes. He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver. Nor he that loveth abundance with increase. This is also vanity. You see that? See, so it's another type of abundance we're talking about. We're talking about the God of abundance. That's some other things I can go into there, but I don't have time. Listen to this. Everyone who prospers by method other than God's laws of prosperity, sooner or later, will find this prosperity will become a curse. That's those people running around with God tied in their pocket. And they got two cars and a nice house, and they just ringing the bell. They say, yeah, the Reverend not preaching to me. I'm doing just as good as the Reverend and anybody else. And I'm going to handle my money and my... I'm the God of giving me just as much as he's giving him or her, she or thee. And I'm going to handle my money like I want. You better listen to me. You listen to what I'm... You hear me? Hear what I'm saying? Everyone who prospers by method other than God's law of prosperity, that means tithes and offering and everything you have belong to God, you prosper some other way, sooner or later will find that this prosperity will become a curse. Proverbs. Turn to Proverbs. See, I'm coming to every angle for you, trying to get you out. How many of y'all appreciate it? Amen. I'm trying to get you out. Say, Reverend, are you fussing? No, but I'm hustling. I'm hustling to get you to know that you need to come out from among them that holding you back in bondage and get out there in the clean air where God wants you at. Let me hurry. Let me hurry and read this verse to you. My goodness. Thank you, Lord. Now, who can repeat what I said? What did I say about this worldly prosperity? You get it by some other method. They're going to be finally become a curse. They laugh, they ride around. You see them riding around. The Bible's telling you, don't worry about the wicked. They'll soon be cut off. Huh? Fret not yourself because of evildoers. They'll soon be cut off. They get their Continentals and their Mercedes and they get their Lexus and all their cars, be all dressed up. One day they're up, the next day you see them down. Just ride. I used to ask the Lord, that devil is living so good. Just riding around, dressed different, shirt, them big gold chain around their neck, you know. And the Lord said, just watch him. Yeah, be here today and gone tomorrow. I've seen the wicked grow like a green bay tree. Had their limbs spread out, talking that talk, leaning on their car, talking that talk, waving at you like, you know, hey. But they were here today. And they're gone tomorrow. But my God, when you go his way, you're here today, you're here tomorrow, here next month, next year, you're here till Jesus says, servant of God. Come on up higher now. Well done. It's a sure thing. Everybody say it's a sure thing. Have I said enough to convince you tonight that God don't want you broke? You are the stupid, ignorant, hired somebody to come here with you and they got a gun on your side. I can't see it telling you, don't see it, don't see it. If you don't see it, all this scripture we've given you tonight. You just got to listen, my brother and sister. You just got to take a hold of this revelation and keep it in its proper perspective. Your Father does not mind you rising up. Matter of fact, I told you how he bragged on Job. Just read the first chapter of Job. The man bragged on Job. Theologians can cut it and turn it all the way there or give their opinion. I know one thing. The father was real proud of his son that he permitted him. I told you, here's another revelation you didn't hear, a lot of you. Malachi, when it talks about will a man rob God? We read that this man have all the silver and all the gold. The heaven of heaven is his. He said, the earth also is mine. So actually, monetarily, if you keep your dollars out in checking the pile, the man won't even miss it. Your $40, he ain't gonna miss that. So we have to see this thing, what the Father really talking about. Here's something to really help you. Turn to the 35th Psalm. Jesus. Did we read this verse yet?
No.
No, we never written. I don't know if I should. Yeah, let me read this verse, show you how the word, then I'm gonna show you the worldly prosperity. Proverb 1. Wait a minute. Let me get the whole. Where we at? Where are we? Yeah, Proverbs 1:32. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. So a fool can prosper, but it's destructive prosperity. I see fools prospering every day, but that fool is not going to last long. I'll be here when that fool is gone. Now, head back to the Revelation, turn to Psalm 35. I'm going to have to close sooner or later. Probably going to be later. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, I'm getting it.
I'm getting it.
I'm coming out of debt.
I'm coming out of debt.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I plead the blood.
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 The blood
of Jesus
over
my
situation.
Jesus
is bringing me out.
Glory to God.
No more bondage.
No more bondage.
Good God Almighty.
Free at last.
Free at last. Woo, hallelujah. Bible said, he whom the Son set free is free indeed. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. I've read in the Word where my Father wants me to have things. My Father don't mind me being blessed. Matter of fact, I please him more by being blessed than sitting around like the rest. Now, I want to give you that revelation about, will a man rob God? If I cannot hold him back by keeping my goods, what do you mean by when a man rob God? You turn to the 35th Psalm. Glory to God. Verse 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad. Now you see, all of what I've taught you about always keep God first. In Deuteronomy, what is 8:18? God give us power to get wealth that he may establish covered on earth. That favors my righteous cause, cover all that. That favors my righteous cause. Yeah, let them say continuously, let the Lord be magnified. Which hath
pleasure
in
prosperity.
You know, some read that verse and say the prosperity of his saint, but it's his prosperity of his servant. And if he want his servants who was not born again, who did not, as Peter said, had taken upon his divine nature, or as Paul said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, old thing passed away, and behold, all things become new. Or as John wrote in 1:12, but as many as receive him, to them give he the power to become the sons of God. And then as Paul said in Romans 8, as of God and joined as with Christ, if he want his servant via pleasure in those in the Old Testament who were not born again, could not be called son. If he had pleasure in their prosperity, and you are born again, blood washed, spirit filled, tongue talking, spirit led, Holy Ghost poison, I know. He wanted me to have it. He wanted Moses and Jacob and Isaac and Abraham to have it. And they had a promissory note, and I have the promise living on the inside of me. Fulfilled. I know he wanted me to have it. You have to cut my neck off and my head will still talk to you. I'm rich. My head is still, I'm blessed. I'm my head. See, sometimes when you know a person, you know, a person died, it's still moving. I'll still be moving. My reflex will talk to you. My reflex will tell you, my father wants me blessed. My father, and if I die early, my reflex will still say, I was supposed to live a long life. I was supposed to live a long life. I missed it, but it wasn't my father's fault. I was supposed to live a long life. That's why I'm not going to worry myself. You got to fight. The Bible don't change because of your situation. Just because you broke, it don't mean the Bible wants you broke. Here's the revelation. When he said, well, a man, turn to Malachi. You need to look at it while I'm talking to you, because you need to see, because some of y'all just won't tithe. You think the preacher wants your money, and it's sad. I'm trying to get money in your pocket. Listen, my father going, and them, these boys, our father are going to take care of us. I'm trying to help you. Mercy. All right, I'm giving $2. That's all I'm giving. The old preacher can talk all night. Now you think you're getting him. I ain't giving no more. You see that car he drive? You must be out of your mind. You know you ain't paying for that car. You must be out of your mind. This $5, $10 ain't gonna pay for that car. It cost $37 to fill that car with gas. I told you, you super. When you're driving in that Mercedes-Benz, driving that little boot, you know, when you go in there, I don't go to no shade tree, McKinney. You go into the boot, listen, by the time you get out of the car, you can count 50. When you put your foot on Mercedes ground, and you don't have nothing to be wrong with it, change a bulb. Man said, the bulb was $14, little bulb, but you know. And he never break his friend. And they called $14 to put it in. You know, I'm just giving a little. So, no, baby. You're not doing it. Hey, I've served him. I've walked before him. I've favored his righteous cause. And he says, it's time that my son rise up and enjoy. He'll do the same for you. While you back there spotting and gossiping and shoo-shooing and you could learn some sense and connect with somebody who blessed. Don't be against a blessed person. Say, hey, how you doing? You know, get one, rub the shoulder. How you doing today? I like to get around blessed folk. How you doing, sir? And other people, hey, move, move. Look in Malachi 3:8 and we'll close. How many have been blessed? Yeah. This is just the way I preach. Listen, now you can get hot as you want. This is just the way I preach. I'm trying to get you set free. Say free.
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 Free of all them frailing debt. You sitting on a table on Friday, got a bills pile up there, and you got his check and your check, and they're both flying away like eagles. Can't pay your frailing bill. You never catch up. Visa card eating you up. MasterCard eating you up. Discover show up. They're all calling, giving you the 1-800 number, and then they get sassy, which if you get two notes behind, and then, you don't owe no more than $40 behind, they tear you up for $40. How many know what I'm talking about? You go ahead and give the Lord his money. The Lord will give you a Holy Ghost visa. Somebody say, hoo-hoo. Say, hoo-hoo. Tell me who. Who. Who in the house tonight? Oh, I got so blessed. Glory to God, I preach myself out. Tell me who Jesse in the house tonight. Don't you mess with me. I'll go to singing that thing. Who? Who, who? Hey, glory to God. Glory to God. Jesse in the house. Jesse told me to tell you he don't want you broke. Said Jesse told me to tell you don't let him his death be in vain. Don't let his death be in vain, he said. He's up there, he's rooting for you. Said, I've given you my name. That's your Visa. That's your MasterCard. That's your Discover. That's your American Express.
at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Whatever you ask in my name, whatever you ask the Father in my name, we'll see to it that you have it. Next time you get in a tight seat, instead of going to that credit card, go to my name. Plead your covenant. Plead your covenant. Plead your contract. Plead your partnership with me. Plead my blood. Put that card down and use my Visa. And look at them bills and pile them up in one pile sometime this week. Get every bill you got and pile them up in the pile and look at them. And say, bills, in the name of Jesus, you paid. And you turn around and say, Holy Ghost, help me to have the discretion and the wisdom and the understanding and the knowledge I need to get this job done. Bills, in the name of Jesus, you get your Father with you, and you're talking to them bills now. Bills, in the name of Jesus, I'm not buying nothing I don't need. You got to talk to Satan too. He on this side. Isn't that pretty? No, I don't need that now, Satan. Bills, you are paid. Holy Ghost, help me. Give me some understanding how to pay this bill. Satan over here. Satan, I resist you. Satan said, ooh, look at that dress. Look at those shoes. I don't need them now. Satan, I have 30 pair in the closet now. I'm going to wear those. Bills, you are paid in the name of Jesus. You're not going to hold me in bondage. Next Christmas, I'm going to have plenty of money in my pocket, and I'm not buying no toys on credit. Bills, you hear me? You out of here. I don't know how you moving here anyway. I don't want you in this house. This house is for me and my bunch, and you not my bunch. You pay. You keep talking to them. Literally get them out the drawer and pile them up. Talk to J.C. Penney. Talk to Dillard. Talk to Macy. Talk to them all. Say, look, Hazel know what I'm talking about. Look. Look. You've been having me buying it. Hazel got a hold of that revelation. Hazel said, wait a minute. Got rid of them cars, partner. And still dressed the sharpest thing in the church. What happened? Caught a hold of a revelation. God, you don't have to be broke. You don't have to go credit. Go down and buy the thing, put it on, walk on out with it. I believe when Hazel stopped using them cars, she got sharper. God started giving her more. I mean, she dressed better. Them cars hold you. You can't get what you want with them cars, but with Jesus. Now, you never put you out the line with Jesus' cars. Did I ever get the revelation to you? I got 4 minutes. Did I ever get it to you? What it is, when a man robbed God, what really the revelation is, you're robbing God. You read in the 35th Psalm, didn't you? That God have pledge and prosperity. When you refuse to tithe, you're robbing God of the good pleasure of giving you the desires of your heart. He can't do it, you see, because he's going to violate his scripture if he bless you. You see, you say, I'm not tithing, I'm doing pretty good. Baby, that's scrap. That the devil's sitting in your lap. You're not in the will of God. That's scrap. And then grace will let you go for a while until he gets you into a prosperity revival. And the Lord lay this thing on your lap. This thing been laid on your lap neck never before. You see the truth on it. Don't you see the truth of it? It's not just putting a dime. It's not to get the preacher money. I know it's false prophet. Anything real going to have something false. Well, how could it be false if we don't have something real to go by? Bible says you're going to have, he got people got these watches, cost $80, talking about a Rolex. But you look at their hand going crazy on it. You can tell the difference between them, a real Rolex, run smoothly, that thing. But it got the name and looked just like the real thing, but it's not the real thing, see? So you're going to have fakes, you're going to have false prophets, you're going to have people on television telling you. But it got men like Kenneth Hagin. It got men like Fred Price. He got men like Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle. He got men, from down the bayou? Jesse the Planet. He got real men. See, I'm calling them because I got confidence in them. You got real men in the Word. Bless. Everyone I call prosper. So the same thing for you. Are you following me? See, you got the right principle. I got 37 seconds. You got the right principle. I've told you how to do it. Keep God first. That'll keep that old thing off you. The devil try to tell you, say, you know, you're just trying to, why you got that on? You're just trying to show. No, you're supposed to. You, have you ever seen a lily?
a wild lily growing in the valley? Have you ever looked at a peacock when she opened her tail? That's the way God thinks. God think he wants you. God don't think more of a peacock than he think of you. He wants you to have the best. When that peacock opened my tail, she just show off. Everybody stop. I'm colors blending like no artist can put them in. That's God. That's what he want to do for your life. Every head bowed, every eye closed. God, hallelujah. Walk in authority, my children. Walk in the victory that I provided for you through my son. Walk every day as you're walking in blood up to your ankle to remind you that your blood bought. Walk in the victory that I've purchased for you. Don't live in shame, but live with an aim. I aim to please your Father, to glorify your Father. And while you're glorifying me, I'll see to it that my blessings will be upon you, raining upon you, and you shall reign on earth as I desire for you to reign. And others will see my goodness in thee, and you'll give me the praise and give me the glory. You will say, I'm here because my Father brought me here. And others will come to me. Yeah, they may not be coming for me. They'll come because of the silver and gold. But when they get to me, they'll find out the real story has not been told. Oh, my children, in the presence of my abundance, in the presence of my prosperity, you stand this night. Lift your hand now. Yield everything you have to me in your own voice. Talk to me now. Tell me what you're planning to do so I can set my plans upon you. For I have things for you you've never seen. I have things too big for you to dream. Oh, I'm your God. Have not I heard? Do you not know that the earth, the silver, the gold, everything is mine. The earth and they that dwell on earth is mine. I can speak to men and they'll come in your direction. I can speak to women and they'll come in your direction to give out of their bosom things to cause you to rise up. Sometimes they will not know why they're giving you. But yea, they know they must obey because I told them what to do. So my children, as you stand in my presence this night, in the middle of this prosperity revival in which I have called, you're not here by accident. You're not here by accident. And if you follow what I say, you will not fall. Up, up, up you go into my presence to want no more. Up, up, up you go. In my presence you shall stay. And you'll never be broke no more. Glory and honor shall be mine because I'm a God of covenant and I want to keep my covenant. And as you yield to me, my covenant will be fulfilled indeed. So walk with me. Walk with my children. Walk in my word. Walk by faith. Be led by my spirit. Walk upon my blood. Walk upon the foundation that no other man can lay than that which is laid in Christ Jesus. My son died for you, that you might be free and full of joy and full of peace and full of victory. My son have paid the price. So this night, I declare your life will change before your very eyes. Some of you will be weeping in the car tonight. Some of you will lay on your pillow and weep, say, oh God, where have I been so long? I'll minister to you in your night dream tonight. Some of you will see visions tonight. Visions that will put you in a new category. And you'll wake up in the morning able to tell the story. For I'm the Lord thy God, and I reach out to my people. Yay! Especially my people who have been in bondage so long. Now is the time. Not tomorrow. Now is the time. Yield to my spirit. Yield to my word. Yield to my way. Say what I say. Go where I tell you to go. Some money. Money never been a problem with me. Money never been a problem with me. The problem has been with you. Some have told you you shouldn't have. Some have told you you couldn't have. But I have denied all those facts and proven from my word this very night, right before your very eyes and right into your very ears, and even some this night, down, down, down deep in your spirit, you recognize that I'm a good God. I want you blessed. I want you to have abundance, but I want you to glorify me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, tonight, we stand in your presence. We sense your glory in this place. And we sense tonight, Lord, yokes being destroyed because of the truth. Father, we declare in Jesus' name, as Jesus declared when he prays the high priestly prayer, thy word is truth. Every person in this place, Lord, shake them and make them. Shake them and make them. Shake them and make them, that they may be what you sent them to be. Burdens are lifted. Yokes are destroyed. Blood pressure, high blood pressure leave. Nerviness have to go. It all been because of financial problem. Quarreling, strife, division, distress, discontentment. Go! From this place in the name of Jesus. Heart problem. They have to leave. Poverty has caused sickness in many lives because of worrying. Fear not, my child. You've heard my word. You don't have to fear anymore. From this day forward, I want you to walk by faith. In the middle of the debt, in the middle of the bills, in the middle of the callers. And I'll hold them. They can't touch you. Turn your face toward me. Turn your face from the world system. Turn your face toward me. Yield to my spirit. Yield to my way. Yield to my anointing. Yield to my word. And I'll set you free as you yield. And the day will come, you'll be able to stand and say, I owe no man anything but to love him. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift your hand to God. Lift your hand. Then I just said, do that. Hug yourself. And just rock yourself and just love upon God. I mean, I'm just following the Spirit. Just tell him how much you love him and tell him you appreciate his word and the direction and the map and the guideline and the revelation and the illumination and the inspiration that he have left for you. Tell him, Father, I'm going to please you. Oh, God, I love you so much. Lord, I know you're a spirit, but I just, as an act of faith, I just put my arms around you tonight. Thank you for truth. Truth that I never heard before. Lord, I heard some things myself I never heard before. I am so thankful for the truth. Lord, I'm so glad to be free. Free indeed. Just stand there with him a while. Just hug him. Stand there with him a while. That's an act of faith. Just an act of faith. Say this with me while you're hugging him. I'll never be broke.
I'll never be broke.
Another day in my life.
Another day in my life.
All my bills. In the name of Jesus.
Paid.
I'm free.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Shout about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Dr. Leroy Thompson is the president and founder of Ever Increasing Word Ministries, an outreach ministry of the Word of Life Christian Center in Darrow, Louisiana. For more information on this dynamic teaching ministry, visit our website at www.eiwm.org. Or you can write Dr. Thompson at P.O. Box 7, Darrow, Louisiana, 70725.